When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
What's for dinner? It could be dessert. What's for lunch? Could be dessert. I think Hope wants dessert for everything. It's your Be Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, and Hope.
You know what? I think as a society, we've really failed ourselves because it is socially acceptable to go out for ice cream. And that's like the only dessert that it's socially acceptable. Like, you know what? Why don't we just go out for a scoop of ice cream after a soccer game? What about the bakeries? What about going out for a slice of cheesecake?
So like every town has an ice cream shop. So you're saying every town should have a cheesecake shop?
You know, it doesn't have to be limited to cheesecakes. I think that there's a variety of desserts that should be exposed. Like if I want to go, I guess cookie shops, like you could go out to Insomnia Cookies. Yeah. That's becoming a little bit more popular. But really nobody's ever been like, you know what we should go do? We should go get cookies. Like you say, with ice cream.
Well, for me, I want a drive-through that serves strawberry shortcake.
You are addicted to that.
I've got a problem with the strawberries. I'm not kidding. Every single day I'm buying strawberries. I got to get a grip.
Has she not managed to mention this every day for like the last month?
I'm like Pee Wee Herman with the word of the day.
She texted us one day last week a picture of strawberry shortcakes. Like, it's my third serving.
I can't get it. It's what's for dinner. And you with the cheesecake over there. Don't you live in the retirement community? Isn't that what you guys do? You sit around and eat cheesecake and tell stories?
No.
Like the
Golden Girls. Ma!
Isn't cheesecake a big thing over there?
Oh, that was a big thing on Golden Girls.
I'll get the cheesecake. You guys all walk around in your fancy robes eating cheesecake at night. I just figured that's what you did over there in your retirement community.
I mean, maybe that's the next. Maybe it's my duty to bring the cheesecake in.
That's what I'm saying. Just roam around in your you got to have the fancy robe though, right?
Absolutely.
They always had like the silk robes or the long robes.
Fluffy things for your feet.
Yeah.
I don't have either of those things.
Well, then
we're running out of daylight for the summer season for a summer silk robe. There's only so many days left in the season. I could possibly wear that.
Start with the cheesecake and just see if they come. Build it and they will come. Buy the cheesecake and see if they
that you could just drive through and get cheesecake? Like you could drive through and get ice cream at McDonald's?
I don't know. Does Bill Gray's have... Because I live by a Bill Gray's that has a drive-thru.
Do they have cheesecake?
I don't know.
I don't think Abbott sells cheesecake.
That's the only drive-thru where I'm like, ooh. I'm going to get myself a sweet treat in a drive-thru.
Is cheesecake firm enough you could put it on a stick so people could eat it while they're driving around?
They totally do that at the fair. It's deep fried and covered in chocolate and made 10 times worse for you than it already is. But
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe you could go find one of those old, TJ, remember those old kiosks where you drop off your film that were in parking lots? They were like a little shed. Maybe you could go find an old one of those and start a drive-thru cheesecake business.
I feel like there's some culture that has to change first.
She doesn't know how to make cheesecake.
Right. That would be the first barrier.
Hope, I think you're on to something. We need more choices at the drive-thrus when it comes to dessert. It's your Be Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, and Hope. These are the things that occupy her time.
I know.
I'm just trying to make the world a better place, and I feel judged right now. You don't think the world would be a better place? People would be happier if they could just go through a drive-thru?
Have ideas for things that people didn't ask me for an idea. So this is it. Other desserts, just dessert drive-through.
Well,
the whole place is just desserts.
Yeah.
Oh, but then you've got like, if there was a pretzel place that I could go through a drive-through instead of having to like walk through the mall. What if I just want a pretzel? Like I don't need anything else from the mall. But right now, if I want to go get a pretzel, it's like the only place you can go is to the mall in a food court.
We can call it sugar and carbs.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Does the Costco have giant pretzels? I don't buy food at that thing. They have the giant hot dogs. They have pizza. Don't
That's
they have pretzels?
Wild that you do not buy food at the stand at Costco. That's like 99% of why I would consider getting a membership.
Yeah, we always eat and then we go in to shop. We buy the chicken bake, $10 pizza, take one of those home. You're crazy. You're crazy.
So this drive-thru, what else could you have at the drive? Does it have to be desserts or could it just be stuff that you don't normally get? And and is it a drive-thru that you're picking up to take home to eat or stuff you can eat while you're driving?
Well, personally, if I'm going through a drive-thru, I'm eating it in the car.
Because if it's hot and it smells good.
Right. It's not making it home.
Right.
It's not making it to a park with a scenic view.
So cheesecake.
It's not making it anywhere else.
It would have to be a smaller piece of cheesecake on a stick. So you could do dipped apple slices. Caramel, chocolate.
Okay.
What else? Nutella, maybe?
Like a candy apple, but it's cut up?
Yeah, smaller.
All right. We'll put that
on
the list.
On a stick. Everything's on a stick.
Maybe cheesecake bites.
Fried pretzels. Fried pickles.
Oh, you know what we had at the fair was deep fried peanut butter cup.
Oh.
Stinking delicious.
Deep fried Oreos.
Yeah. So we need it. We're going to need deep fryer at this.
Basically, we're looking for carnival food at a drive-thru. That's kind of where we're leaning.
Yes. Yes. Minus the lemonade.
Cookie waffle sandwiches.
Yes.
It's two slices. It's two cookies with ice cream in the middle or two waffles with ice cream in the middle.
Okay. Yes.
S'mores wraps.
Wraps.
Instead of making the s'mores with two crackers, you make some kind of wrap. So all the stuff is
inside
the wrap. What
do you mean some kind?
Like in a tortilla?
I don't.
Now that'll be gross.
Well, that's usually what you wrap things in.
Ooh, what do they make a cannoli out of? What's that thing they shove the cannoli?
Whatever that is.
You know, the cookie that you put stuff in there?
They need a cannoli drive-thru.
There you go.
Okay, we'll sell cannolis too.
All right. You can either handle it or you can't handle it. I don't think there's too many people that are in between. It's your Bee Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, and Hope.
There are two types of people in this world, aren't there?
Yep.
Those who can and those who can't. Those who can ride the rides until the park closes. And those who wish they could but just can't. Now, I fall in the latter category. When I was little, all I wanted to do was what everybody else was doing, of course, ride the rides. We'd go to Six Flags, we'd go everywhere. First ride, nauseous, sick for the rest of the day. You know why I had to sit next to, I had to just walk around with grandma and watch everybody else jump on the rides. And they were like, that's okay. Maybe we'll go check out the show. I think there's a show coming up in an hour. Don't worry, we'll go check out the show. So I was the kid who had to go to the show. Now, my children, I've passed the same.
You have the genes.
Gene down.
You've passed them down to another generation.
Every single one of my kids, same as me. I was like, guys, when I say I understand, I understand. My oldest, boom, she had to learn the hard way. Middle child, Ava, boom, she had to learn at Disney. Nope. She went with her class and she was like, I couldn't ride anything. This past weekend, we went down to the world's littlest fair. We went down to Hemlock. My son gets on the first ride, which is that, I don't even know what the names of them are. It spins around and goes up and down. Mm-hmm. He gets off of there looking a little gray and I'm like, you're all right? And he's like, yeah, I'm fine. Let's go over on this one. Well, it looks like you're paragliding.
Yeah.
You're like on a glider, except it goes up and sways you down. So he gets on that with his sister. She gets off. She's like, I'm done. He goes, no, I want to go on that thing up there that goes way up in the air and then drops you down. He gets off that, you guys. It was done. He looked at my daughter's husband and he goes, this isn't good. He's like, hold it in, bud, hold it in. He was like, I got to get off this ride.
This isn't good.
So,
no.
And then he went right over, right off the ride to the right into the grassy area.
He made it off the ride, though.
He made it barely off the ride. And I mean, he hit his knees. He hit his knees on the ground, and that's when it all came out.
At least he made it off the ride. One of my friends went on a first date, and his date got sick on them on the first ride they went on. They're midair.
On them? You said them?
Yes, on my friend.
Oh, no.
See,
everybody got sick.
That's what I was telling him. And then, but the worst part is because he's 13, I was like, you guys, everybody stand in, this was my response, stand in front of him so he doesn't get embarrassed. So he doesn't know anybody can see him.
You're making a wall so nobody sees his kid puking in the corner?
Make a family human wall so he can just get it done. Because half the battle is just being embarrassed about it.
It's like when a player goes down on the field.
Yes,
and
yes.
All the teammates come out and
take
the knee around him. Oh, poor guy.
Yes, so we did that.
And at 13, that's all you want to do.
That's it.
And just get on those rides.
And I go, all right, bud, we're done. He stands up. He's like, no, I'm all right. I'm okay. I'm like, you're done.
I think you're right, though, that you either can ride those or you can't. Like,
no.
I had no problem riding. There just came a point where I'm like, I don't care to get on them anymore. But I, as a kid, I grew up across from the Monroe County Fair. We were there every day, all day. We rode those rides from the moment they turned on to the moment they went off.
Can you read in a moving vehicle?
Yes.
Dang it.
Oh, you can't. That's an interesting.
No, that correlation. None of us can.
It's an eye thing. So I've heard, and you can try this, that if you're looking down while you're in a moving car, like trying to read a book, that's where it gets bad. If you hold your book up so you can see the horizon in the peripheral, that will, like boats, same thing. If you keep your eye on the horizon.
So the iPhone has a feature in the settings that you can put for motion sickness.
What?
Where the screen kind of moves with you and has dots. My daughter told me about it. Still doesn't work.
Did you try? You tried it? That
yeah,
didn't help
I was
either?
Like, nope, I cannot be on anything. I can't. And I got to sit in the front seat. It's terrible. All my kids got this horrible motion sickness. And
nobody can ride in the back.
Meanwhile, my daughter marries someone whose phone, she's like, stop being in your phone. I can't look at stuff. Now you got to talk to me. Because he can read, he can be on his phone in the car. It doesn't bother him at all.
Oh, I'm going to try and pronounce a word. We got a text.
Uh-oh.
252-9233. I'm a nurse. Scopolamine patches? Scopolamine patches from your doctor.
Oh!
Not the ones on Amazon or over the counter. Wearing these patches behind your ear fixes all of that nausea.
What? All of it?
That's
like
what
I can
saying?
Go
How about you
to
try?
Darien Lake.
Yes.
I can stick something behind my ear and ride some rides.
Well, you could let Liam try it first.
Okay. Well, I guess.
And maybe for your reading. If you're on a road trip.
Yes.
Maybe pop one of those patches on and try reading your book and see if it makes a difference.
I would just try riding in the back seat because that just makes me nauseous. What was it? Scopolamine?
S-C-O-P-O, Scopolamine.
We're so dumb.
Scopolamine? I'm just going to push. No, she had to run out of the room just talking about getting on a ride at a carnival. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club.
Feeling nauseous.
Stay open, Billy.
I can't. I have like a sense memory. Yeah, getting sick on carnival rides.
So carnival rides, riding in cars, do you get car sick or is it just like if you're trying to read?
Motion sickness.
So just any boats?
Always.
You're on a boat?
Boats, it's weird because I've only been out on the water with my husband while we took the kids tubing and I didn't seem to have a problem. And oddly enough, on a cruise ship, I don't know if it's because I don't know why, but I did not get sick on the water.
Well, with a cruise ship, depending on how big the boat is, the bigger the boat, the more stable it is.
Right.
So,
and we were on like the lower level. So I wasn't up on the top going, woo, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to explain it, but I was okay on that. I get sick.
My son does okay with rides, but when he was little, man, I want to say he was maybe 4, went on a guy trip to Boston, and we went out on one of those whale watches. And they go out miles away from the
shore.
See,
I've never been on one of those.
They're big boats. They're not cruise ships, but they are really big boats. I mean, you could fit probably 200-300 people. I mean,
it
there's
hits
some
those
days.
Waves.
Yeah, there's some days where we were out on the ocean. It was just glass. It was just so smooth. But he got seasick. So while we were out, he's like, "Daddy, I don't feel good." He's like 4, and you know. So we went to the railing, and I'm like, "Hey, man, if you're gonna get sick, aim out there." And he did end up getting sick. And somebody on the boat said, "We have Dramamine. Give him half a pill, and it might make him a little drowsy." That was the understatement. That Dramamine knocked that kid out.
Did you feel so guilty for drugging your child?
I did. But he laid down and we finished the, I mean, they're not going to go back to shore for one kid getting sick. So, you know, we finished the whale. And by the way, we saw a lot of whales. It was cool.
Did you buy the DVD so Aiden could watch it later since he missed it?
No, please. I have a camera. I'm a videographer by trade, please. So we got back to shore and he was still asleep. So picked him up and, you know, thank God he was only four. Picked him up, kind of slung him over my shoulder and away we went and we found a restaurant. And I laid him down in the restaurant and we were there for an hour and a half. And
yeah,
he slept the entire time. And finally he woke up and he sat up and he immediately goes, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
So we were in the right place. We were sitting in a restaurant. But I mean, that Dramamine stuff, no joke.
It's the first time. So my sister had kids before I did. So by the time I had my son and I was trying to fly on an airplane with a crazy child, the girls were always well behaved, but he was like, get me off this plane. I'm going to scream the whole time. She was like, have you ever heard of melatonin? And I was like, no.
You mean drugging your child to sleep?
And I go, what are you talking about? And she was like, this is what you need to do. You need to put the gummy, half a gummy in his sippy cup and swill it around and then give it to him right before you're ready to get on the plane. And I did that and I felt guilty the whole flight. He was out. And I got off the plane and I was like, don't ever tell me to do that again. I can't believe you would let me do that. I feel terrible. And she's like, hey. It was a nice, quiet flight, right? I was like, yeah.
By the way, people chiming in, 252-9233 over on the text line. Somebody, a nurse had chimed in earlier and said, you can get patches that will take care of your motion sickness. Another texter says, yes, patch is great for rides, car, boating, and cruises. Another one said the patches were great for my motion sick prone kid at Universal. Another lady, I shouldn't say lady. I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but said, please be careful when removing those patches. When you remove them, if you touch your eyes, you will dilate your eyes.
What's in these patches?
What is in that? What kind of magic is in there? Who's going to try it?
Me.
I'm running to CVS.